This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The House passed a measure today to require Coloradans to report lost and stolen firearms. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the measure already cleared the state Senate.
Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod is one of the main sponsors of the bill. She says the goal is to help law enforcement keep better track of firearms that are lost or stolen. The fine for failing to report is $25.
This is not the big fight that we're having over guns over the next couple of months that we'll continue to have over years. This is one simple bill that most people think is already in effect that will have an impact.
The vote was along party lines. Some Republicans say it's an effort to chip away at people's constitutional rights. The measure is now headed back to the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
University of Northern Colorado students resume in-person classes fully in the fall. The university will also hold spring semester commencement exercises in person. Regis University, University of Denver, and Colorado Mesa University are also planning in-person graduations as COVID restrictions loosen. CU Boulder says it will offer small in-person graduate events instead. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will build a temple in Grand Junction. CPR's Stina Sieg reports on the third Mormon temple in the state.
Grand Junction's first Latter-day Saints congregation formed more than 120 years ago. Church President Russell M. Nelson announced the plan for the city's new temple on Sunday, along with 19 others across the world. The church says it has 150,000 members in Colorado, with other temples in Denver and Fort Collins. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed an anti-trans bill today that would have prevented doctors in Arkansas from treating transgender youth with hormones, puberty blockers, or surgery. That story is next on All Things Considered. Tonight, Denver will be partly cloudy, Colorado Springs mostly clear, Pueblo decreasing clouds, Grand Junction mostly clear, and Vail mostly clear. Denver 77, Colorado Springs 75 at this hour. This is CPR.